Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Natalia, and today we are going to talk about the history of the most common thing in our lives, the history of toilet paper. We can't imagine a life without toilet paper, which you may have noticed a year ago when people bought toilet paper in bulk because of the pandemic. But there was no toilet paper just a few centuries ago. So what had people used back then? Some options of nature's toilet paper sound sensible enough, like leaves, grass and moss. Washing the backside in water or snow in colder climes and sand in hotter ones became relatively hygienic practice around the world too. In ancient Greece, people used shreds of clay or pottery. The Romans shared a sponge on a stick in their communal toilets. Obviously, people used anything, stones, seashells, or fruit skins. Hardly ever was cloth or cotton used. And I really hope you like corn, because in America, people used corn cobs. Yep, never eating corn cob again without that picture in my head. And there's always the left hand and bucket of water. In fact, Henry VIII has his own groom of this tool who provided the hands-on cleaning. The idea of toilet paper actually dates back to medieval China, when a Chinese emperor used 2-foot by 3-foot sheets of paper. But still, people had actually begun using old magazines centuries later. In 1857, New Yorker Joseph Guyot started selling the first commercially packaged toilet paper, marketed as the greatest necessity of the age. His medicated paper came in single sheets infused with aloe, and had been intended as a medical treatment to cure hemorrhoids. The quality of the paper meant that splinters were a common problem. 3-ply, ultra-soft and as smooth as silk toilet paper hadn't been realized until 20th century. With that being said, now you know what to use when you run out of toilet paper.